We have a Braisa. We have a Mishnah, we have a Braisa. We have Pesukim and Chumash. Pesukim and Chumash is the mitzvah yeshiva Pesukim. The Torah tells you have to make a sukkah, that's the Hekshar mitzvah kasuk. The Torah, you have to make a sukkah so that you can do the mitzvah yeshiva sukkah. But sukkah is teshu, shivas yamim. But then, kol ezrach b'Yisrael yeshu basukos, again the word basukos, and then once again, ma'al yin dar seichem ki basukos hashat is b'nei Yisrael. In the course of two sukkim, you have the word basukos three times, and the Gemara understands at this point that those three words are generating the number of defanos for the sukkah, which again was a machlokes tanakama Rabbi Shimon. Either it's four walls, Rabbi Shimon says, but one of which is reduced, or it's three walls, what the Chachamim say, but one of them is reduced. Either it's three and a half walls or two and a half walls. Where does it come from? Yesterday we focused on the Gemara's first approach. We will later come back to some of the details of that. But maybe it's a question of Yeshem LaMikra, Yeshem LaMasoris. Maybe it's a question of when you're doing the counting, when you apply the drasha, how do you look at the word primarily when you apply the drasha? So you're going to have the word appears three times. Dal chad kar legufe. The first one is necessary just for the pshuto shel mikra. If the Torah would never use the word sukkah, I wouldn't know what we're talking about. Sit in them. Sit in what? Can't have pronouns that are antecedents. And for those who don't know what the word antecedent means, antecedent is the original mention of something that you can later refer back to. And usually when you use a pronoun is a word like him or her or it. When you use a pronoun, you first name at least once what you're talking about. I was talking to David, and he said to me, the David is the antecedent, and then he is a pronoun. He refers back to David. I can't just say, he said to me. Who said to you? It has to be an antecedent. It has to be a specified reference. But that's the gufe. That's the gufe. But then, subsequently, we use pronouns. We chose the Torah to choose instead to repeat the noun, to say basukos a second time, to say basukos a third time. But that's not necessary for the flow of the pasuk. That's not necessary for Pshul Shamikra. I love Pshul Shamikra, that's redundant. It makes sense, but it could have also worked without it. Kol Ezrach B'Yisrael Yeshvu Behem, or Kol Ezrach B'Yisrael Yeshvu, Kibin Ki Bom Ho Shafti Es B'nei Yisrael, instead of Ki Basukos Ho Shafti Es B'nei Yisrael. So that at that point, reiterating, specifying once again Sukkah, as opposed to saying them, that's redundant, and that's Nitan L'drasha. So those, of the three words, Basukos, time two and time three, are going to the, fall into the path of, this is what we're going to darshan. How do we darshan them? That's the question. The first one is written without a vav. Seven is written with a vav. If you take a mikra focus, a focus on the pronunciations, you say, look, basukos, each one is plural, so it's two plus two is four. But if you take a masores focus, or you focus primarily on the spelling, the first one is spelled without a vav, the second one is spelled with a vav. So the first one is one, the second one with the vav is two. So one plus two is three. So that's the first approach of the Gemara. Either the first part, the first term is off the table, that's legufe, the last two terms are on the table for drasha purposes, to apply this counting drasha the Gemara is going to be using throughout the sugya. Mentioned yesterday, it's similar to you've had in other places, like by Malacha, similar type of drasha, so we're going to count. So is Mikra Masoris in terms of we end up by counting four or three, and then find the Lacha Lo Shusina knocks down whatever the last one is, knocks it down to just a ten. That was the first Lashon of the Gemara. And then the Gemara has some Yibayas in this. Other ways to explain the Machlokas. If the first one was a Machlokas over Yeshiva Lekeshin Masoris, if the first one was a machlokas of Yeshem and Mikra, Yeshem and Masoros, Rav Shimon's one says you need three and a half. Tanakama's one says you need two and a half. Right? So verse number one is Rav Shimon's working with Mikra, and Tanakama's working with Masoros. And then the Gemara says, well, what's version two? Version two is that you haven't hold the Mikra. No, they're both a shame on mikra. So who's pashat? Who's easy to explain? Reb Shimon. Right? Because you already explained how you get to shita Reb Shimon from the shame on mikra. Because mikra gives you four, and then you just knock it down to three. So if you say everyone holds a mikra, so this is easy to explain. Okay, so mikra gives you a basukos. Basukos, Givaldik, that's four. That's, and then that's you have four walls, the fourth of which is just a tefa. But now it's a chachamim that need explanation. So the Gemara says, there's an added piece. The chachamim are the ones who need explanation. And the Gemara says, no problem. The added piece is what? Schacha. The Gemara says, the bone of contention is not Yeshem and Likashem and Masaris. The bone of contention is Mar Savar, the Nakunas of Machlokas is Mar Savar, Schacha Bayakra. Or Mar Savar, Schacha, Lo Bayakra. Does the Schach need a Pasuk, or does the Schach not need a Pasuk? What does that mean? You need a Pasuk, tell me that I have Schach. What's the obvious problem?
It's a
sukkah. It's a sukkah, right? And then going back to that Bezal Aleph, a sukkah means something that gives shade. So of course, that Rashi may have used a sukkah. That's what sukkah means, it has hach. A sukkah means that it's a shade giver. It has a roof that gives shade. So that's what, who asked this question? The Ran. The Ran in Sanhedrin says, I don't understand. The Ran in Sanhedrin says, I don't understand. Let's go back to basics. You told me that the Torah says the word basukos three times. Three times, but we knocked out the first one because that's Istrich Lagufe. Right? You need to know what we're talking about. You need to know we're talking about Sukkah, so that's not redundant. It's these two, they're redundant, we have to figure out what we're going to squeeze out of those two words. We have three, we squeeze out four. So the Ron says, I don't understand. So what do you mean we knew we were talking about a Sukkah? So what do you think that Sukkah was? If the Torah just would have said, Basukah Teshu Shiva Zavim, Kol Hazrach Bin Yisrael Yeshvu Bahem. L'man Yehidu Rasechem Ki Bahem Hoshaktiz Bin Yisrael. I'd say with no extra words. What would I have thought that basic sukkah is? Something. It has to be some sort of structure. It's a schach. It's a wall. Something. You're in something. So I would have understood on my own I would have understood on my own that there's some sort of structure there. If I understood on my own that there's already a wall, I would have thought like a sukkah means a wall. That's unlikely, but okay, maybe. So then I don't need, that wall's already accounted for. So the three more terms I have are schach, second wall, third wall, fourth wall. So that gives you a total of four walls. Or I would have assumed, just if I just had like gufei pasuk, that the sukkah means you have to have schach, no walls. So then, what do you mean, schacha bayakra? I know on my own that you need schach. In other words, the Gemara says, the question is, when we use these four, mikra gives me four, but four for what? Reb Shimon says, mikra gives me four, so that's four walls. And Tanakama says, no, mikra gives me four, but that gives me three walls and schach. I need one of those terms to tell me schach. Schacha ba'ikra. The Tanakama, the Gemara is saying, the Tanakama holds that you need, in the counting, I need to count the schach. I need to know, I need a pasuk to tell me that you have schach. So yes, I know there are four elements, but not all four elements are walls, one of them is schach. Okay. So, but the Ran says, well, obviously. But one of those is obvious. Well, what would you have thought otherwise? If they look at the right side. If Schacha Bayikra and Tefanas Bayikra, so who cried the Lagufe Mayashmina? Everything needs a Pasuk? If I wouldn't have had Basukas, I wouldn't have known you needed any of these walls or the Schach, then what would I have thought you had?
just a circle on the ground with Choni HaMa'agel? What would Besukos Teshuva Shiva Samod Lo mean? Right, it has something to it. So how does the Gemara say in the second suggestion, you need in the counting drasha, I need to have one that counts for the schach. What do you mean it counts for the schach? I know you need schach, it's a sukkah. Yeah.
We don't necessarily know that just because it's a sukkah, you have to have a schach. It's a hut, you could have a roof, you could have open air. It could be, just because it's a sukkah, we don't know what that means. We just know that it's some sort of thing that you sit in. Could be that it's like a metal cage. Could be that it's a house, just smaller. Could be it's your garage. I mean, we need these. Could be that it's telling, when it says that it's teaching a schach, it doesn't mean it's teaching that you have to have something over your head. It's teaching you that you have to have schach over your head. That the ceiling has to be schach.
So I think you're capturing essentially what the Ran says. The Ran says, yeah, I would have thought you need something, but I wouldn't have known that the schach has to be kosher. I know you have to have shade, okay. Lohaseich means to give shade, to cover. You need to cover it. It could be corrugated aluminum also. Right? It could be vinyl. It could be anything. Maybe you have to have kosher schach. Oh, kosher schach, that's a drasha. So that's what the Ran says. Oh, he says, of course, I know you have to have shade. That's the gufay. But this, when I use one of the four, terms, or one of the four elements to mean schach, it means that's what it has to be, kosher schach. Oh, the problem. So that's exactly what the Ran says. And the problem, the Aruch HaNer points out, is that that's lovely, but this is not the source. That what that tells me is that this is pasuk in Amor, basuka seishu shuvas yamukal. This is somehow teaching me that I need kosher schach. The problem is that's not the case. I believe we saw, we looked at Rashi earlier, reference to Gemara later, that it's migardach va'aspacha migardacha miyikvecha. There's a pasuk later in Chumash that tells me that what material schach has to be made. This isn't teaching me the kashrus of schach. But you're onto something. You're onto something that, which is what the Ran begins to get us thinking about is, yeah, of course, if you told me basukos, right away I know there has to be some sort of shade, some sort of roof. And these schacha b'ikra doesn't mean otherwise you wouldn't have thought you need no schach at all. Schacha b'ikra means otherwise you would have thought you don't need all the details of schach. The question is, but which detail am I learning from here? Yeah.
Just on the Aruch HaNer says, the other Gemara doesn't necessarily contradict this, because the other Gemara tells us what kosher schach is, but doesn't, you can learn here that you need some sort of kosher schach. It needs to be some sort of specialty roofing, but you don't know what it is until you go see Aspamigar and Vamikvecha. They can both exist without.
Maybe, but then what do you need this for?
To tell you need something.
Well, but you'll tell me later what it is, so then what do you need to tell me? That there are more rules, I will tell you. Is that substantive?
Yes.
Maybe. The question of it seems unnecessary. So perhaps, maybe that's one approach. Or you say to yourself, well, again, what do we have? I know, if Torah tells me you have to sit in a sukkah, so there's some sort of shade. But what would I not have known that I do know here? So what the Aruch HaNer suggests, he makes it a little overcomplicated. He himself is upset about how his tarot's worked out. So let me present a more streamlined version of what the Aruch HaNer says, capturing the yisod, that maybe some of the complexity that he sticks in and is upset that he stuck in. The whole idea of this drasha is that it's telling me how many walls I have to suck. If you like to look at my Ram, but the Ran already essentially captures that everyone at this point agrees in the first version and this version also, that the point of the counting drasha is to tell me how many walls, how many elements the sukkah has. Right? So if Yeshem Masoras, it's three. Yeshem Lemikra, I have four. Now they're going to say Yeshem Lemikra is four, but the question, but Kohen Tanakama, one of those four walls is Sra. meaning that the drasha is telling according to the Chachamim that tzchach is a wall. That's something we've come across in the past also. We treat tzchach as one of the defilements, maybe to a certain extent we treat the floor as one of the defilements of sukkah. And to a certain extent, the tzchach has something in common with the defilements of sukkah. In other words, that the tzchach is part of the structure of the sukkah. And there we come back to the core nugget that you had mentioned before, that the Ron mentions, which is, of course, once the Torah tells me the Legufe Pasuk, the basic understanding that we're talking about sukkah, I know, like Rashi tells me that base, that means that something is giving shape. That means that something is giving shape. And the truth is, the Ron himself, well, let's get back to himself. But that could have been, and as the Aruch HaNeir points out, it's unlikely that the added sukkah here is teaching me that it has to be wood, that it can't be makabel tumah. But what it is teaching me, and this actually fits the nature of the drasha very well, what if it just would have been basukos, I could just have any type of roof floating in the air. There could be a blimp flying overhead. I'm shaded by something. Right? Or there could be a tarp suspended from wires and poles, totally disconnected with what's going on. I'm shaded. There's schach up there. There's some schach up there. There's some shading up there. Even if you then, if you have a drush that says, oh, okay, so that would be just a little thing. Then I have a drush that tells me I need some wool. Okay, so I have to have shade, and I have to have walls. Schach up by Kra tells me, yeah, but I also need a drush to tell me that I need, not just that this is a shaded area, but an actual shade that's part of the structure of the sukkah. The schach is mitzuraf to the walls. That the schach is, in a sense, one of the defanos. That's the core idea that the Aruch HaNeir suggests. Let's make that practical. Halacha l'maisa, the schach has to be mitzuraf to the defanos. Meaning, if I have walls like this, and I have schach, the schach is a distance, horizontally distant from the walls, three tefachim or more, that's a mishnah later, right? That's not kosher. Why not? I have walls, and the area is misukach, the area is shaded, the answer is no. But the walls have to be connected to each other and to the sach. It's one structure. So that's schacha by krah. That the schach can't, just the term sukkah as a ligufei, the basic idea of the sukkah, it just means you need to be shaded. But this drasha teaches me how many walls do I have in my structure, and Rav Shimon says that teaches me four walls. Tarakama says no, that teaches me I need three walls and a roof that are all connected. It's not enough that there's something given shade, it has to be connected either with lavud or with godasik or just with actual touching. The schach has to actually be connected to the walls. So Aruch HaNeir makes this, as if you look inside, he sort of makes it very complicated, then he's upset how complicated it got. But Lachor teaching you, you can say that you just have one. You have three terms that tell me three walls, one term that tells me this yisod, that the schach is a wall of the sukkah. The schach is a part of the structure of the sukkah. So the meila, then all those four pieces need to be connected. What is, the first term is out because that's the gufei, and that teaches me that I need a shaded area. But then I have basukos, gives me a total of 8 shein l'nikar, gives me 4. It tells me there are 4 elements that have to comprise the structure of my sukkah. 3 standing vertical walls and 1 horizontal layer of schach. And the truth is, this is already captured a little bit in the Ran. There's almost a disconnect in the Ran. Because the Ran says, oh, Krol Gufe just teaches me that I need, if you just would have had basukos, the first one, I would have thought you need schach al dal kundesin. I would have thought you need schach on poles, meaning schach on the walls. Right? So what do you expect him to say, as opposed to schach with walls? Right? It's a funny shift. He says, but the krav schacha teaches me that I need schach kasher as opposed to mina asa, and then the other psukim teach me defanos. But it's interesting, he begins by talking about schach of David Dal Kandesin without reference, almost like it gets you thinking. I can't say it's around the same, but Senator gets you thinking along this Aruch HaNeir sense. That is, that the Magufe really would be, you need schach. I don't know, wherever.
up in the air, something, on poles. And then I have four sukkah to teach me three walls, and tzchach connected to them as a wall, as a part of the structure, not just mesukkah area. Not even tzchach agabe convey some of the walls around. That the tzchach has to be connected to the wall. So again, let's remember where we're at, and then let's take questions. Machlokes, Rav Shimon, Chacham, how many walls you need? The first explanation the Gemara gives what's driving the machlokes is mikra masoras. The second explanation is, no, everyone's assuming mikra. Everyone's assuming that the drasha gives me four sukkah, four terms, four elements to play with. But the Tanakhama says only three walls because he thinks that you need one of those elements to teach me sach. So Rav Shimon says, no, you don't need a pasuk for sach. We know this sach. So four walls. And Tanakhama says, no, sacha baikra. So the four sukkah terms are three walls plus sacha. And we just now spoke about what does it mean, the sacha baikra? A question that the Ran already raises. I mean, sacha baikra. And the answer, again, along inspired by the Aruch HaNer, the Chari, that sacha baikra is saying, I would have known the gufei to just if it's a sukkah, I would know it's shaded, but I wouldn't have known that the shading needs to be a part of the structure. The drasha, county drasha, teaching me the elements of the structure, which are four: wall number one, wall number two, wall number three, all which are attached to each other and are attached to element number four, which is the roof, the schach roof. So that appears to be approach number two. Let's take some questions, then we'll move on to the third lashon gemara. Yeah.
The Ran still said that we talked about
Tazmanasa and Apostle Scott. So. Yeah, the Ran is difficult. The Aruch HaNer says.
It's a separate answer.
Yeah, the Aruch HaNer gives his own answer. Yes, the Ran gives one answer. You know what I'm saying? But this captures an element of the Ran's answer. In other words, the Ran already says, the Ran begins this answer. The Ran lays out, it must be that, yeah, I would have known, Legufei would have known that there's Schach of some sort, but I would, but Schach of Bali Kroch doesn't mean otherwise they wouldn't have put the Schach at all. The Ran Ray tells me, Schach HaBaikra means there's a certain specific detail about Schach I wouldn't know. What is that detail? So there the Ran says, oh, the detail is Hekshur Schach, Hekshur Schach. And the Aruch HaNer says, how could that be? He says, no, I think it's something else. It's not Hekshur Schach, the detail that's being, he agrees with the beginning of the Ran. Schach HaBaikra doesn't mean I wouldn't have known the Schach at all. Schach HaBaikra means I wouldn't have known a certain aspect of the Schach. And the Aruch HaNer says, and the aspect that I need to know is that the schach has to be attached to the divine. And I'm trying to explain a little bit more, that in other words, that fits with the whole essence of what this drasha is. This drasha is teaching me what are the walls of the sukkah. So to say that schach is one of the walls of the sukkah is a single idea, which then captures the fact that the schach needs to be attached to all the three walls of the sukkah. Because it needs to be one coherent structure. So there, the drasha, it's mamish, it fits, not just a random din of schach that happens to fall into, no. That's exactly what the drasha is teaching. The drasha is teaching me, here are the walls of the sukkah. Sach is on the walls of the sukkah. That means the sach is in the Torah, it's the other divine. Yeah.
Okay. The Rick, you know,
the Rick. Interesting. Interesting, maybe not. That's a good point. If you think... Perhaps, it's a good point. Or else he thinks it's a Davar Pasha. If you need walls, and it's supposed to be masukach, so maybe it's obvious that that means that you need to, everything needs to be a single unit. Perhaps. What's the Gemara? Yeah, another question?
So the Aruch HaNer is telling us that sukkah by a krav is that from the pasuk we're learning that there needs to be an entity of schach that's connected to the walls, but isn't saying anything else. Is the Aruch HaNer saying anything else besides that?
He says more, which I left out. He makes it very He makes it more complicated, and then he himself writes that he's upset that it got so complicated and it's a little bit shrek. So I tried to give you a streamlined version of the essence of Aruch HaNer. that I think avoids his kasha on himself. Yeah.
What are you saying that we need sukkah with buffet? Want for it itself? That's just to tell me that I need a shaded region, or walls are also included.
I need a
shaded region.
It's defensible to say that all you would need is a shaded region. Because after all, as Rashi tells us in Beis Amelf, the sukkah is nikra Hashem Asach. The Ron Torah opens up the kasha even more. He just said, look, it has to tell you something. Either it tells you Sach or it tells you a wall. Presumably Sach. But it has to tell you one of them. So the Manoshav, something's already given that I don't need to count now. The most direct way to say it is presumably Basukos would have implied any roofing of some sort. So what do you mean Sach by a crop? Not necessarily. Could be kundes. Well, roofing maybe is a bad word. Shading is a better word. On top of something that's being shaded, not necessarily on top of other structure. If I'm sitting here, I'm shaded by the gazebo roof on top of me. But it doesn't mean the gazebo has walls. I am shaded by the gazebo roof. Yes, of course. There's a person sitting under the schach. Okay. And that's true. That's what the pasuk says. But sukkah teshu shuzim. You are being shaded by the schach. But it doesn't necessarily imply that there have to be walls. It could be an achsadra. It could be in a gazebo. Where I have shade, but I don't have a circus tent.
One more clue is to talk about an adaptation we're having in regards to learning out Tzach from the group. How could one understand in the Tzach how you can't learn out Tzach from the group and the other one can talk about Shem saying you can't? Why would there the Tzach come? Why would there one say you can't learn out Tzach?
I think you're reiterating, well, Yehuda's question. Once we explain what Tzachah Bayikra means, then you have to ask yourself, why does Rav Shimon disagree? Rav Shimon says, no, Tzachah lo Bayikra. So, if we work so hard to explain the Tanna Kamma, so then Ataka, there's what to talk about. So how come Tzachah lo Bayikra? How come, what's the issue, whether Bayikra lo Bayikra? So I'm not sure, like I said before. It's open to speculation. I have not come across anyone who spends time on explaining Shitas Rav Shimon and Tzachah lo Bayikra, although we were taken as Dara Pasha up until now. Right? In the first Lashon, we assume we're just counting walls. It's a given. And once Aruch HaNeh says it's Tziruf, so then now we've explained what's being added by Tzachah Bayikra. But again, like I said before, maybe Rav Shimon would say, you're splitting hairs. That is, okay. Once you tell me that you shave, so then you don't need walls. You tell me you need shade. And you tell me they need walls. So then, what's more of a stopper? That they are one coherent piece, or that one coherent piece? So that's an open question to start. And maybe that's what Shem Tana Kamar argued on. Shem said, no, come on. Once you tell me you need walls, you tell me you need tzach, so then the more likely understanding is that they're one coherent thing. Perhaps. But again, that's purely speculative. Yeah.
Maybe what is more clear saying before that what it means? If we can schach with kundesin, then the walls are obviously telling me that I'm replacing the kundesin with walls. The mevilas are attached. No?
You're saying to explain your shim. Right, but exactly. No, schach has to, unless you have a hovercraft, your schach has to be attached to something. That you're saying, once you tell me I need a roof, I need walls, the most likely format is that they're all together, as opposed to having walls over here and schach over here. Well, you could also have schach agave kundesin, then build a fence around it. But I agree. It's conceivable, but just because it's conceivable doesn't mean that's the most reasonable. Okay, and then we come to, so again, either it's a machlokes yeshem l'ikra yeshem l'mosavos. Or you say, no, everyone agrees, mikra, that the machlokes is over this question of, do I need to count the schach? Which again, it means, as Ron Arey told us, means there's some added element of schach that needs a drasha. And the Aruch HaNer suggested that added element is
not just that you need shade, but that the shade giver, the roof, is actually, it's a roof. It's a part of the structure. And it's mitzuref with the divines. Okay. And then we have approach number three. The Ibai Seima, kind of find the right Ibai Seima. The Ibai Seima, the Kuliyama Yesh Eima Masoris. Maybe let's flip it. Maybe everyone is working with Masoris, which means everyone, Chedal Chad Kral Agufe, you have the last two terms are left. The first only counts as one, because it's written Chaser. Second one counts as two, it's written Malin. One plus two is three. So now our starting number is three. Maybe it's a machlokes over what halachah is. That means reduce one of them to tefach or throw in an extra tefach. If you're starting with three walls, because everyone's assuming masores, is it three plus a tefach? Is it three plus or three minus? If it's three plus, you end up with a shim. If it's three minus, you end up with Tam Kama. And then, what's Lashon 4? Iba is Ema. The Kuli Amok Yatza Hilchus Ali Gavreya. The Yeshem of Masos. There it says, maybe let's, everyone agrees to what we said before in Tanakam. Everyone agrees that Masores and Ligareya, right? Which means again that what? Masores means we're starting with just three. And Kiasai Hilchus Ligareya. So that knocks me down to 2.5. So how did Shimon get back up to 3.5? No, Bahacha. The darshan chilos come if lagi. So machlok is whether you darshan the beginning, whether you darshan the first word. Reb Shimon says darshan chilos, and the Tanakhama says ain darshan chilos. What does that mean, darshan chilos? I'm sorry. Yeah, we're never assuming that we just said. In version 4, the Gemara says everyone agrees to shem l'masoris. So how do you get that with darshan chilos? Rashi says, Darshan Tchilas L'drasha, Havalahu Arba. You could Darshan the first term, we said, Dalchad Krala Gufe. No, Darshan Tchilas means you get Darshan the first term, so even though Masores, but the first term counts too, that adds another one, so it knocks me up to 3 to 4. What does this mean? So the Rabbi Nechanal begins to explain a little bit. Nechanal in the... That you, he doesn't explain much. Elsewhere he explains more. This appears as you saw in the Sanhedrin also. You get to Darshan the first one, so now you're back up to 4. In other words, let's take a look. Rabbi Nechanal will make it a little clearer. Ibai Seima. Kuliyam makiyas ayah zala mikra. But achma Darshan chiyas kamefili. What does that mean? Pirush. Ha kra chada de ukimta legufe. That first term that you had said was legu, you had set it aside to do not say legufe. Reb Shimon sabra darshina la, Tanakama sabra lo darshina la. In other words, darshin chilas means you can neutralize. It's the simplest way of understanding it, the most direct way of understanding it. The darshin chilas neutralizes dal chad kar legufe. Up until now, one of our givens in the first three versions, which is now being challenged in version 4, one of our givens was dal chad kar legufe. That we're not going to count the, we're not going to darshan the first one because it's not extra, it's not redundant. Because if you wouldn't have said basuga teshru, you just said bahem teshru, and we didn't know what we're talking about. So that next day, this is parshup shot, and therefore we have been assuming that the first one is not darshan. We've been just been handling. What do you squeeze out of word 2 and word 3? Is it 3? Is it 4? Garea, Lahosik, Schacha, Naschacha. But now, in the fourth lashon of the Gemara says, what's up for grabs now? What's now negotiable? What's now on the table is the first word. And if you say Darshan Chilas, basically means we don't hold it down Chad Kar Legufe. Even what's Legufe gets included. That's what Darshan Chilas means. The question is, well, what does that mean? I understand. The logic of the Gufei Itzrich seems like incredibly strong logic. It's not redundant. The Torah had to say the word basukas once. We need an antecedent. But the fourth lashon, if you hold darshan chilas, that means okay to just say they say. To never say who you're talking about. That's poor usage. The Torah would just use pronouns only. That's an option? No, of course not. The Torah had to say we're talking about sukkah. That's doesn't seem like that's negotiable. So it's not miyuta. It's not extra. It's not redundant. You need it. But what does darshan chilas? Rabbi Nachman tells me the words mean. The word that darshan chilas means that we don't hold the dal chatra kol gufei. But why? Why? So who talks about this? Ran, gorgeous Ran. Now he's very, very subtle. A gorgeous Ran. We have to understand what the Ran is. We have to read the Ran together. Let's read the Ran together. Let's understand what the Ran is saying. The Ran said, "Have you have in your packet? Unless you put your Kedusha Ran along. He's away. You have a Ran in front of you. Yeah. Give him a bit. Mar Sover ain't darshan chilas. Mar Sover ain't darshan chilas. Let's pick up from his bit and so on. The question we've just been talking about is essentially what he asks. Im Tomar. Again, we are in Kalam Chavav. The Chedush Aron Sanhedrin, the very beginning of Gimel Amin Beis. Could anyone, he's talking about a different context, not Torah Sukkah, but the essence is the same. He's talking about counting terms in Mishpatim to know how many dayanim you have to have on a baby. The dynamic is the same. What Darshan Chilas means, you can even count the first one. What do you mean? Does anyone hold that the first one is not Yisrael Lagufei? If the Torah never would have mentioned we're talking about judges, we wouldn't have known they're talking about judges. Just like here. The Torah never mentioned talking about a sukkah. Just, you should sit in there. In what? In a chair? In a throne? In a cage? In a car? I don't know. But yeah, tell me sukkah. Everyone agrees that's necessary. No one says it's called Yisrael Lagufei. But my time, the man's Darash Chilas. And Isaac Nakasha. See, what does he say? Yeh Shalomar. But first, see what he says, and let's try to understand what he's driving at. Yesh lomar, hani mili, hecha deleka lachat kra. Oh, of course it's the Gufa Yitzchuk, but that's the whole idea of Gufa Yitzchuk. Let's only have only one term. Hecha deleka, trade pasa krai. Once you have two or three words, then just say basukas once. If it only said basukas once, it'd be Yitzchuk Lugufa. But once it says it three times, to mid the hani ledrasha, hi, nami ledrasha, hani is these. So me the hani ledrasha from the fact that these are for drasha, hai nami ledrasha. This is also for drasha. The kasha was good. We're not sure what teretz was. This is for drasha. That's for drasha. Wait, it's not excess. What's the Ran saying? He's clearly this is the kasha he's talking about. What was his answer? Let's read the words again. Ve'im toma umi ita man daoma dekra kamala itzrich. Can anyone hold that the first term, whether it's the first Elohim in Mishpatim or the first Basukos in Amar, that it's not necessarily Lugufei? Of course it's necessarily Lugufei. Well, my time with them on the Darash Chilas. What's the Svara that drives the one who says Darshin and Chilas? How could you ignore the fact that it's a triple Lugufei? Yishloma, the Teretz is. You want to know it's a triple Lugufei. Hani min is this Yitzchak Lagufei is only in play when Lekha Elachad Kroven. All you have is a one term. If the Torah just would have said Basukos once, then would say Yitzchak Lagufei. But the Torah didn't say Basukos just once. Hecha de'eka trei plastic, right? The Torah said it two or three times. Give me another 60 seconds, please. Midahani ledrasha, hai nam ledrasha. Once these are for drasha, that's also for drasha. What's the Ran saying? Yeah. Okay, good. Well, okay, say even more. If the Torah just would have said basukas once, there's nothing extra. And therefore, because you need to, if you tell me,
use a noun once, the rest of the time you use a pronoun. There's nothing excess here, and therefore no drasha ever gets activated. There's nothing excess. It works. What the Ran is saying is that the man Dharma says that Dorshin Tchila says, yeah, it's a machlokes. Dorshin Tchila is the question of how does the counting drasha work? In other words, I do have extra. Once I have extra words, so now we have extra words, now we activate the counting drasha. So once we activate the counting drasha, the question is, the Torah wrote a total of three words and indicated that we should use a counting drasha. So you're right. Had the Torah only written it once, there'll be nothing excess. But once you're indicating that there's a counting drasha at play, so then it's legitimate to say, well, how does a counting drasha work? Should we just count the words that are in excess, or no? The mice of the Torah, by having extra words, Torah indicate there's a counting drasha, and the Torah wrote a total of three words. It's a detail over how the counting drasha work. Are we supposed to count extra words? We're supposed to count total words. If there only would have been necessary words, then we'd no drasha at all. But once there are any excess words that activate, that indicates to us that we should start counting, how many we should count, how the drasha, the details of the mechanics of the drasha is open for machlokas, and that machlokas is the machlokas when they say darshin tchilos or lo darshin tchilos. And the svara is there, and I think if you look back in the Ram, that's